Away from news and starts with your world, I'm Alzette Barge with a special update from the ANC's 54th elective conference at NASREC. The ANC conference was stalled again on its second day. This after getting underway several hours late yesterday due to an emergency meeting being called to discuss court rulings regarding delegates' legitimacy to attend. It was then decided that a number of delegates would be barred from voting. However, yesterday there were also issues with registration, and it seems that several bogus delegates may have made their way into the conference. ANC spokesperson Zizi Kodwa explained to ENCA the issue of credentials must first be resolved in order for the conference to move forward.
As soon as credentials are adopted, it makes it easy for everything else to follow. But you are stuck if credentials are not adopted because you don't know yet whom are you talking to. Because credentials will tell you, is this a meeting of the ANC? Are these members of the ANC? Do they come from correcting branches of the ANC in terms of the rule book of the ANC, the constitution? Unless you pass that, you won't be able even to consider other items.
Once this issue has been resolved, the delegates still need to discuss policy issues and, of course, vote for new leadership.
We'll deal with issues such as organizational report, which will be presented by the Secretary General, which will be the state of the organization since the last conference. After which we'll then take, it will take something like 2 hours, after which we'll take constitutional amendments that have got a bearing in the structure, on the composition of the structure called the National Executive Committee. We'll then take nominations for top six. Probably if everything goes well as our according to our plan, we should be voting throughout the late afternoon and have some results early evening. Early tomorrow.
Of these proposed amendments to the size of the NEC, which at present consists of 86 members, is the option of a second deputy president, as well as the option of introducing a second and possibly a third deputy secretary general. According to a media release, there will also be amendments that will affect the structure of the National Working Committee. On the back of several court cases that threatened the conference, the role of the party's Integrity Commission will too be an area of focus. According to the statement, the proposals are interested in reaffirming the commission's independence with decision-making powers. The party will also be looking into the establishment of the National Dispute Resolution Committee as a permanent structure to adjudicate disputes. While official nominations are still pending, outgoing ANC National Chairperson Baleka Mbete last night indicated she believes Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa is the best candidate to lead the party to victory in the 2019 elections. Mbete told journalists at the close of the first day of the conference late last night that she would officially back Ramaphosa's candidacy as the best long-term prospect for the party and country.
It does look positive, and I think also we were taught by Madiba, you should bring people that come from different experiences, from different perspectives. And that way you mobilize many more people. And I think unity is paramount here.
News just in from ENCA is that the credentials have been adopted and that the conference is moving full steam ahead. That was the latest from the 54th ANC National Conference taking place at NASREC Johannesburg. To read more, visit OFM.co.za or download the app for Apple and Android devices.